Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, she made me do nothing more.
Hello, everybody. Hello, hello. Good morning to everybody. Hello. I just want to see something here. Just give me 1 minute. Good morning, good morning. Come on in. I just wanted to see something. Just 1 minute. Good morning. Good morning, Cousin Camille. How are you? Reverend Camille. How are you? Yes. Good morning, Sister Terry. How are you? I was just saying, can I read these names? Hello, Reverend Fields. How are you? Amen, amen, and good morning to everyone. I am like super excited on this morning, you guys. Let me tell you, God is so amazing. I know he'd be looking at us like, girl, you crazy. Man, you crazy, but he loves us. He just loves us who we are. I be tripping out sometimes. I'm like, Lord, okay. So on today, we're still continuing with our series of pushing through and also letting go of those things that we don't need to be holding on to. Oh my gosh. Let me tell you, I don't even want to get into that, but okay. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, oh God. Lord, I thank you for this broadcast on today. I thank you for those who are joining us on today, God. God, I love you. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So on today, I'm going to be coming from 1 Samuel chapter 25. So during this whole series of pushing through, last week I talked about Mephibosheth and how sometimes we feel like we've been dropped, and sometimes we feel like God has forgotten about us. God has not forgotten about you. And when David promised to his one of his best friends, like his brother, Jonathan, he kept his promise. And when he remembered some years later, you know, and it's something because God will put you on somebody's mind. Hallelujah. And he said to, he called for Ziba, who was the steward over Saul's house at one time before Saul and his sons died in battle. And he asked Ziba, who was left in the house of Saul? And he said, Mephibosheth is left, which was Jonathan's son. And Mephibosheth, as I explained last week, he was 5 years old, and a nurse dropped him as they was all scurrying through the house when they found out that the King Saul had died, and whole household, not the whole household, but his sons had died in battle. And I guess they were scurrying through the house, running for their lives, because they didn't know was they next. And she picks up Mephibosheth, and she dropped him, and he became lame in both of his feet. And it's something because can you imagine being at the master's table one day? Could you imagine being, you know, with your Mercedes-Benz and your big, beautiful home? Or you even, it doesn't even matter what you own, but at one time living a good life and then those things are snatched from you. And then you be thinking, God, can I get it back? I went through foreclosure, but can I get it back? I lost everything I had, but can I get it back? Oh, my God, I just got choked up and emotional because I know I have been there when I felt like, Lord, I have hit rock bottom. Have you forgotten about me? But God has not forgotten about you. He knows everything about everything that you're going through. Amen. He's not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. God is faithful, and he does remember you. does know your name. Every hair on your head is numbered. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So he has not forgotten about you. Ooh, glory. That thing just penetrated right there, because I have been there where you felt like you have lost everything, lost your mind, lost your sense of peace, lost your security, you know, but my security is in God. And I talked about last week also being in the popular club. People like to be in the popular club. No, I want to be in Jesus' popular club, because he is popular. I want to be in his club, who created the universe. Those who are talking about the universe, what? Why are you serving the universe when God created the universe? Look, he's the creator. Ooh, glory. But I'm just saying, I know that was last week's topic, but that thing just hit me right there, because I know what it feels like to be there. And then God start restoring things back to you. And to us, it seems like it's slow. To other people, it seems like it's fast. But those things may be slow, but God has not forgotten about you. Now, who says that it's slow? It may be fast in God's pace and his speed and his timing. Whew. But anyway, Mephibosheth, years later, he was a man at the time. So when he went over to King David, and he summons to him to come, he's just like, oh, my God, I feel like a dog. But you're not a dog. You know, don't allow people to discredit you or make you feel like you less than what God says that you are. You are everything to God, and you are enough. So don't allow people to discredit your character and who you are, because they put you in a box how they feel that you should live, think, and breathe. The devil is a liar. Woo, take control of your own life. Amen. So I'm going to be talking about Nabal and Abigail, and also David on today. So I just want to read this a couple of scriptures. So this is 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 17. Let me tell you, I feel glory on this morning. Hallelujah. For glory in this house. I'm just thanking God, because he is faithful, y'all. He is faithful. Keep pushing through. Let those things go that's hindering you. Let those things go that have you bound. Woo, glory, glory, glory. Friendship, relationship, atmospheres, situations, places, things. Let it, mindset, let it go. Woo, glory. Oh, Jesus, and keep pushing through. Why are you letting go? Push through. Because sometimes when we let go of some things, we get depressed about it. Let it go. Uh-huh. Let those doors close. If God want them back open, he'll open them. He'll visit your spirit and quicken your spirit. Okay, open them. Mm-hmm. But if he don't, let them go. Woo! Glory. So, verse 17 says, now think if disaster is hanging over our master and his whole household. He is such a wicked man that no one can talk to him. This is Abigail and Nabal's servant who went out in the field, because David was out there, and it was sheep shearing time, and he was out there running from Saul at the time, running for his life. So he's out there in the field. But he ran across Nabal, who was a rich man, cruel, mean, rude, you name it. And he was out there, and while he was out there, he was protecting his men and also his sheep from other people coming and invading his territory. He didn't have to do it, but while he was out there, he did. So what he did was he asked his men to go and ask Nabal, who was a wealthy and rich man, can you give us some food for my men? For I have been out here, you know, watching over your sheep as well and watching over your men and making sure that nobody come and raid them and also steal from you. And as much money as he had, he said, you have to read the chapter yourself. You know, go back and read the chapter, 1 Samuel chapter 25. You know, Nabal's like, no, I don't know who David is from their masters. I don't know who you are. At this time, David was furious. He was like, everybody strapped up, because we going in that camp and we going to take out everybody, including them and the whole household. So his servant got wind of it, and his servant started running to the house and went to Abigail. Abigail was his wife, and the Bible says in the history books and theologians say that she was beautiful, and she was so smart and wise and very intelligent. And even though back in those days, and still some countries now, you're married like a pre-marriage. You're married into the family, you know, and you have to marry these men that you don't know. But you know, some countries raise women up, you know, to be married without even knowing them. So she wound up marrying him, but he just took her for granted and didn't even know what he had. He didn't even know what he had. He didn't know he had somebody beautiful, somebody intelligent, somebody can help him with his wealth, help him how to run his household. And I know in that culture, you know, women were considered second-class citizens, so they didn't have no authority. But there was some men in the Bible who didn't mind listening to their wives, who didn't mind listening to them because they had an opinion. And women do have an opinion. Amen. And I know that men are the head of the household. I get that too. I was married at one time, so I get being submissive to your mate. But we have an opinion, and we have thoughts, and we have creativity, and sometimes that's pushed out. But he didn't realize what he had in his own house. And even though he was rude, he was mean, he was cruel, it's something because when the servant said, you know, we can't even talk to our master, he knew to go to the wife. And even though he could have gotten trouble for that, he's like, look, if I don't help my master and this whole house, David and his men is coming to spook all of us. So he went straight to Abigail, who was smart, who was wise, who had an opinion. You know, who made sure her household was taken care of, even when she was mistreated, even when she was slandered, even when she was talked about. Hallelujah. And you know how folks talk about you when you with somebody they know who's mean. The whole neighborhood, the whole world know about it. And they look at you like you're silly for being there. But let me tell you something. It ain't over till God says it's over. Amen? Amen. I'm just going to put a period on that one. So verse 18 says, Abigail acted quickly. She took 200 loaves of bread, 2 skirts of wine, 5 dress sheets, 5, I don't know, maybe my printer broke up. Okay. It looks like, okay, 5 sheaves of roasted grain, 100 cakes of raisins, and 200 cakes of pressed figs. Look at all this food. And loaded them on the donkey. Then she told her servants, go on ahead, I'll follow you. But she did not tell her husband Nabal, because she knew if she would have told, he would have said, no, don't go, don't take nothing to them. So she loaded up all this food for David. And the verse 20 says, as she came riding her donkey into the mountain, raven, there were David and his men. Is that something descending toward her? I know she was nervous, and she met them. David had just said, it's been useless, all my watching over this fellow's property in the wilderness, so that nothing of his was missing. He has paid me back evil for good. May God deal with David, be it even so severely. If by morning I leave alive one male, look, he was going to take the whole house, so one male who belonged to him. May God add a blessing to the reading of his words. David wasn't playing no games. He is like, you know what? I'm going to go up there and have the whole household, amen, and including Nabal, who was mean to me. But Abigail thought quickly. So she gathered up all this food to meet them. But I know in the midst, she told her servants, go on ahead of me, and I will follow you. And I know as she was preparing everything, as she was going, I know she was saying, what do I even say to the man of God? What do I say to him? Because she knew about him, and she heard about how many, you know, men he killed in war, and how awesome of a person he was on top of that, being a good warrior, soldier. And she met up with him. And when she met up with him, she pleaded with him not to take revenge, because you don't want the blood on your hands from him. Isn't that something? And even when she was mistreated, she still went to save her household. She still was looking out for her husband. She still was looking out for the whole household. And she starts thinking with her intelligence, thinking, being angry, lashing out at her husband. And no, she thought quick. and started getting things together. So that's why I'm saying, as I was reading in the history books of Abigail and her personality, even though he didn't deserve her, her spouse didn't deserve her, she still stood and she waited for God, and then she acted. I just love it, because being in the situation, you don't even have to be in a marriage. You don't have to be in a relationship. You could just be your community, you know, your people on your job, people in your home. It don't even matter sometimes when they discredit you or make you feel like you're nothing, or take advantage of you, or take you for granted. But even in the midst of being taken for granted for who she was, she still stood. She still worked with the Lord in terms of, okay, what's my next direction, God? And she moved out. And David thanked her, because he would have killed the whole household, and the blood is on his hands. Mm-mm. She said, don't take revenge like that. Sometimes you got to think about things before you do it, because one thing would affect the whole family, not just you. And sometimes we be so selfish to act out and do different things, and it's just not you that it would affect. It affects the whole household. It affects community. Hallelujah. So think about choices that you make. Be pushed out on today, but push from those that is hindering you. Think and be and make wise decisions and be intelligent about everything that you do. Be intentional about everything that you do. Don't you know that God got you? Don't you know that he loves you? Don't you know when you step out on faith that he's going to be right there to catch you? Hallelujah. He's going to be right there to catch you when you step out on faith and trust God and believe God for what he promised for. I know my broadcast is getting ready to end. Woo, glory. Oh, I'm just so filled up right now. Those who have dialed in, you can come on my Hope Victorious page on Facebook and on YouTube, Hope Victorious, if it clicks you off, the ones who have dialed in. My apologies that it's all, my broadcast is almost over, but I want to thank you for joining. But I am just so, I'm just so blessed on today. And God has had me on this series about push through, because how many of us is holding on and holding on to dead weight? I had to let go of some things, y'all. I had to let it go because it was poison. It was toxic, and it was holding on to me. And it don't always have to be a relationship. It could be anything that's holding you or blocking you from what God has. Toxic conversations, your mindset. You know, procrastination, just can't move forward. You got to get rid of those things. You know, and it's crazy, because sometimes when you don't get rid of, God start peeling some stuff from you. He start peeling some stuff from you. But at the end of the story, Nabal winds up dying, heart giving out on him and dying. And Abigail got blessed, because when David heard about his death, he went back and got her. You hear me? He said, I ain't going to take her for granted. Glory. I ain't going to take her for granted. I know what she's worth. Woo! Glory be to God. Isn't that something when people know your worth, even if they don't know it, God knows it? So you ain't got to worry about those who have rejected you. You don't got to worry about those who have taken you for granted. God have you on his mind. It ain't over for you. It ain't over till God says that it's over. And in terms of relationship, there's good men out here. You know, it's just choose who we choose as our mates, but it is good men out here. You know, I could have been a bitter woman, like, oh, my God, there's no good men. Hey, yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. And I don't care what you see before you, there is. Amen? So I'm saying to you on today that be encouraged. Be not dismayed. Fear not. God is with you. He is. He is with you. You got to trust him and step out and take a leap of faith. Just jump out of the nest. Just jump. Just jump. I jump all the time and close my eyes. Reverend Pam always say, you just jump out. Yeah, I jump out and I just close my eyes and jump. Because if I know if I jump, he's going to catch me. Woo, glory. He is going to catch me. I know he's going to catch me. And if I jump out too fast or I jump out too slow, he's going to push me. If I jump out too fast, he's going to push me back some. Then he's going to guide me. Woo, glory. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Then he's going to glide me. He's going to glide you into the right position. Oh, glory. Into the right position. He will glide you and guide you. Just glide your feet and guide you into the right position. When you step out too fast, if you're too slow, if you procrastinate, he's going to push you out. But he got you. He got you. Oh, glory. My broadcast is over. I'm getting ready to jump up and shout and praise him because I feel God's presence in this place. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. I know you feel him too, but he is faithful. So I encourage you all today to step out, jump out, and know that God got you. And just close your eyes and just do it because he's so faithful, so faithful. Leave those things behind and let it go because he got so much for you. He has so much for you. And you don't know till you step out and do it. And I know you feel him tugging on you. I know you feel him tugging on you. Go back to those notes. Go back to that book that you wrote down things in and get out and jump out and go. And stop beating yourself up for what didn't last. Stop beating yourself up for what didn't make it. It didn't happen. It's out of your control. You tried everything. You know when you have tried everything and nothing you could do and you know it's not going to work, if it can't work, Jesus, he works.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a repairer for those who are broken and to mend those broken pieces back together again. So don't worry about folks laughing at you. Don't worry about folks criticizing you or looking at you. Step out. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Woo! Glory. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, Lord God. God, I come before you, God, with everyone on this broadcast, God. I thank you for moving. I thank you for shaking. I thank you for separating. I thank you for dividing. I thank you for pushing through, God. God, when we can't push through, you push us, and I thank you for the push. I thank you for the glide. I thank you for the guide. I thank you, God, that you help my feet glide into position. You help and you guide us and you glide our feet. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Position, even when we want to stop at second position, but you push us first to first position. I thank you. Just like how we slide, God, but it just feels like we just gliding when you do it, God. And we thank you for making every crooked path straight. Bless all of those who are on this call. Go before the Murchison family, God, and continue to comfort them, God. Continue to comfort Sister Renee, Butcher's wife, Father God, and his mother and his father, Idella Murchison and Deacon Murchison, God, and his whole family and their children, God. God, we do thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. God, I thank you. God, I glorify you, Father, because you're so faithful and you're so wonderful, God. And you love us, and we love you, God. To continue to heal Sister Brenda on today, Father God, we thank you, Jesus. Glory. I love you. We thank you for your son, Jesus, down the cross for our sins, that we may have everlasting life. He said in our word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you. Know that he cares for you. And know that you are enough. Forget about the naysayers. Forget about those folks with their opinions. Ain't about their opinions. It's about your life. I have unfollowed so many people. I'm telling you, I'm just at a place in my life where, Lord, who could be against us? Get out. Let go. I'm done. I'm tired. It's over. You know, if it's my mindset, it's over. My mindset, a way of thinking with procrastination. And also with discouragement, it's done. I let it go. It's gone. Mm-hmm. Those things that bothers me and all up in my head, that enemy, you got to go. Mm-mm. You can't toy with my mind. You got to go. Mm-hmm. So I let go a whole lot of stuff. Hallelujah. Let it go. Let it go. And don't be afraid and don't stop. because when you, just like you cleaning your house, sometimes we stop and want to watch Lifetime. Keep on going. Keep on going. Put on some music and keep cleaning. Keep cleaning out. Just keep going. While you're on a good roll. You know how they won't answer the phone because you're on a good roll when you're cleaning your house? That's how you got to be. I'm on a roll now. I can't talk because if I stop, I ain't going to clean the house. Half are going to be done. The other half going to be undone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I bless God for you all on today. I'm trusting and believing God for your healing, for your deliverance, for your mindset to change, your atmosphere to change, afraid to step out what people going to say, oh, my God, I'm not loyal. But guess what? Abigail was loyal to her house. That's how she was able to save her house, because she was loyal to it. Mm-hmm. My loyalty is in the Lord. My confidence is in God. And sometimes we feel like, oh, my God, I'm so loyal to this thing. But just like if she was loyal, but she didn't let her loyalty get in the way. That's what I'm saying, trying to say. She allowed her loyalty to get in the way because her loyalty, yes, was to her husband. And I guess she was supposed to tell him what was getting ready to go down. But she knew if she did, he would have stopped her, and everybody would have been dead in the house. So she said, okay, my loyalty is to God, who I'm praying to, for direction. And direction was her to get up, get some food for David and the men and his men so the whole household could be saved. And in the midst of that, God blessed her. Hallelujah. So what she didn't have, God gave it to her. What Mephibosheth didn't have, God restored it. Because at one time he had it, but then God restored it. Don't you know he probably thought it was over for him? It wasn't over. And then guess what? Everybody got blessed. Ziba got blessed because David allowed him to be employed. Because he had to continue to farm the land so Ziba could eat every day. So him and his son and all the stewards that was left, and half of them, most of them, I guess, that was left at Saul's house, because it said in 20 servants, everybody was employed. So I'm just saying, when blessings trickle down, it trickles down to everybody. So stop looking at folk and giving up on folk because you say, they just wasted my time. Yeah, some folks do waste your time. But I'm saying those people, sometimes we like to let go of those folk because they don't have anything no more. Or because you felt like one time they was riding high and now they're not. So you go on to the next. And then God turned around and blessed them, and then you run it back for some of those blessings. No, because those doors be shut. Because people see the real you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I bless God for you all on today. And you all have a wonderful day. And thank you all for ordering my cocoa and shea butter foot cream and also my coffee and flaxseed foot scrub. So it's coming, you guys. Hold on and wait, but it's coming. But I want to thank you all for all your support. You can always go to www.hopevictorious.com. Amen. Hopevictorious.com. And my son's single is going to be out. Yay! This Thursday, his second single is going to be out, Hopeful. It's so encouraging and inspiring, his song. So it's going to be out. You can go to Michael J. Woodard and get the link. The link is also on my page. Okay? So I love you guys and have a wonderful day. Let me see who's on here. I'm just so pumped up right now, y'all. Good child. Let me tell you, I didn't gave up some things that, I had to give up a whole lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let me see who else is on here. Amen, amen. I don't think I can read any more names. I was trying to see if I can see some more names on here. Okay. All right. Hi, Mom. Hi, Cousin Tracy. Hi, Egypt. Is that Egypt Marie? Let me see. I seen her on here. I think that was Egypt Marie. Yes, it is. Hi, Egypt Marie. God bless you. So I'm just trying to see some more names on here if I can. Amen. So God bless you all and have a wonderful day. And I will talk to you soon. See you next Tuesday. Hi, Michelle. Good morning. Okay. Amen. God bless you all. And if I didn't see your name, I'm so sorry. I'm trying to see as many as I can. God bless you.